Is that you? You gonna need a couple minutes, Andy? Okay. Yeah, Phil.
Just one thing while we got a minute. I'd like to, I see Amy's back there. If anybody didn't notice, there's a paper out over on the table. It's the new observer card. And what this is, we've asked for quite a while, Science Center's finally managed to get it done, and they've done a tremendous job of it. I'd like to make people aware of it, that what this is now is when an observer comes on the boat, he's supposed to hand one to the skipper. Skipper fills it out. You grade the observer instead of the observer just grading you, and then send it back. And I'd like to thank the center for getting it up and running.
Whenever you're ready, Andy, you can just start.
Okay, thank you. I was asked to aid the Skate PDT and putting together and finalizing the annual skate review for 2005. It's titled for 2005 because it uses the data for catch and survey through 2005, with the exception of one species that's done by a spring survey. Give me. The last report was annual review for 2004, and it was delivered in 2005. Skate PDT members, Kathy Sosby, Todd Gedamke from VIMS, April Valliere from Rhode Island, and Bonnie Van Pelt from the regional office. A little bit of background. There are three components or three parts to the SCAE FMP. Part of it is a monitoring program, which has four components. Baseline reviews for actions in other FMPs, primarily groundfish, scallops, and monkfish. It's triggered by actions of one or more of seven management measures, like days at sea and year-round closures. There's an annual review conducted by a PDT. That's what we're doing today, which includes an analysis of status determinations for the species in the management unit and cumulative effects of management actions to date. The plan also calls for a SAFE report jointly developed by a PDT and NOAA. Annual, which includes the annual review and detailed update of the infected environment, much more in depth. And finally, there's a baseline assessment conducted by a SAW, and we talked about that yesterday, periodic stock assessments with new biological parameters or models. There are seven species under management in the plan: barn door, clear nose, little rosette, smooth, thorny, and winter skates, in alphabetical order. There's a skate wing possession limit that applies, a bait landing size limit that also applies. The plan prohibits possession of barn door and thorny skates, and also prohibits possession of smooth skate from the Gulf of Maine rotational management areas. Several issues under a plan, and I'm kind of coming at this a little bit from an outsider's perspective because I'm new to the plan. Substantial amount of catch occurs as discards, which are difficult to enumerate. They're vulnerable to bottom-tending gear and in recreational fisheries as fodder for subjuvenile humans. Their discard mortality rates are largely unknown. Landings and even observed catches are often misidentified, and that's one of the major reasons why we didn't update, or the PDT did not update the landings in this annual assessment, because it didn't want to republish erroneous data. There are new biological parameters coming out of research that have not yet been factored into assessments. There's a benchmark assessment that we conducted this winter, SARC 44, which is I'm told is some of these issues, or many of these issues, will be resolved at that time. So this annual review updates survey trends and status determinations on page 4 of the document under tab 13 in your binder. Updates summary of recent research and research needs. Todd Gitgamty brought that together, pages 8 and 23. Updates the Rhode Island Division of Marine Fisheries inshore survey. Part of that is monitoring the skate abundance and size frequency. That's on page 11. There's a summary of recent management actions since the last annual review on page 14. There are three actions that were subject to a baseline review over the last year. And finally, PDT recommendations in this report written on pages 3 and 21. I'm going to focus primarily on updating survey trends, status determination, and PDT recommendations. Now I want to focus your attention specifically to Table 1 on page 6 for status determinations and Figure 1, page 7, which shows the trends. And primarily that's the meat of the report here, not my overview. So I want to direct your attention there. With clear nose skate, and I have a picture of that one, primarily found in the springtime off of North Carolina and Chesapeake Bay. I broke this down into stanzas or periods of years to see if there was any change in the distribution. With clear nose skate, there seemed to be a bit of an offshore distribution in the most recent 4 years compared with the earlier period when clear-nose skate were at a higher abundance. In the fall distribution, clear-nose skate are very coastal, ranging up from North Carolina up to southern New Jersey in the earlier period. In the latter period, we seem to see a little bit of a northern range extension going up the coast. There's some down here in North Carolina all the way up to around Point Pleasant, New Jersey, and Belmar. In terms of the trend, clear-nose skates, the trend has been increasing. It's above the overfished threshold of 0.28 skates per toe on average in the fall survey. On the average survey, average number of toes, that's 93 skates. All of the skates, by the way, are index species. All of them, the status determinations are made by a three-year running average, which is plotted in the dark line here. It increased quite a bit in the 90s and then has declined more recently, but is above the threshold. If the overfishing definition were in place throughout the time period, this species was subject to overfishing only once in 1983 when the three-year moving average declined more than 20%. The way this is calculated, for example, in 2003, the plan's averages the previous 3 years was 1.18. In 2003, we dropped the value for 2000 and add a value for 2003. The average then is 1.06, which was a 10% decline in the three-year moving average. All of those are above the thresholds. 2004, we do the same thing. We drop the high value of 1.61. We add the new value of, in 2004. The average is 0.75, or a decline of 29%. I'm sorry, I think the threshold is 30% on Clear News. 2005, we dropped the 0.89. Clearly, the trend is downward. The value, 3-year moving average, is 0.63, a 16% decline, but both of these are above the threshold, and so I'll get into this, finalize the status determination in a second. What we can also ask ourselves is, in 2006, what would happen what would the value need to be for the stock to become overfished or overfishing is occurring? In this case, even a value of zero in 2006 would produce a 3-year moving average of 0.41, which is above the threshold. In terms of overfishing, it would take a value, very low value of 0.09, to reduce the 3-year moving average by greater than 30%. Clear No Skate, the status did not change in 2005. Value is above the target. Overfishing is not occurring, but the biomass trend is declining. If we look at 2006, it's impossible to become overfished even with a zero value, and overfishing is improbable because it would take a very low value for that to occur. There's Rosette Skate. Now, I did not have a picture of this, so we borrowed one from Bigelow and Schroeder. In the early period of the time series, this is a spring distribution. It's found along the shelf break in the southern part of the Mid-Atlantic. More recently, it's found again along the shelf break, but there seems to be a northern extension of range. It's either extension of range or just more of the stock, which might be in deeper waters where the survey does not go, is being found in 2000 in the most recent 3 years. In the fall survey, the fish again along the shelf break again from North Carolina to New Jersey. And about the same distribution in the most recent period. The trend on this species is up. The threshold is 0.01 fish per toe, which on the average survey is equivalent to catching 3 fish. If you catch 2 fish, you're in trouble. And overfishing has never occurred by applying this definition. Throughout the time series. The current 3-year moving average is 0.05. There's been a 10% increase in the 3-year moving average, both of those above the thresholds. In this case, a value of zero in 2006 could not produce an overfished status or even produce overfishing. Therefore, the status has not changed in 2005, and it's impossible that this stock would become overfished or overfishing would be occurring. Barn Door Skate, interesting beast. Here's a nice one. Here's another nice one. In this case, we have a very interesting trend. Which the stock declined from higher values in the early 60s. Then there was another era of very low catches in the survey through the early 1990s, and then an increase in biomass since then. The threshold is 0.81 fish per toe from the fall survey. That's equivalent to catching 268 fish on the average survey. Now, I'm saying the average survey because from year to year, the number of stations change each year by a little bit. In the spring survey, in the early period, the fish, I've got zero toes on here. in black, so it makes it a little harder to see with so much data in the plot. But the toes with catches occur south of Cape Cod, around George's Bank, and up through the Northeast Channel, a little bit here around closed area one. In the most recent 5 years, there are a lot more fish along the southern bank of George's. You still see a similar distribution along the northern margin of George's Bank and in the channel. The fall distribution, the high biomass period in the fall survey, the fish are primarily found along southern New England and southeast part of George's, some fish along the margin of George's Bank. In the period when there were few fish captured from 1970 and 1998, the fish are found more frequently for that period around closed area one and still on the eastern part of George's and some in the Northeast Channel. In the most recent period, again, there's some around Nantucket Lightship area, some in the southeast part of George's, the northeast part of George's, not too many in the channel, and some around closed area one. If you look at the lens frequency, I'm kind of curious about what's going on in terms of the rebound in barn door. Let's see if the length frequencies changed in the earliest period. This is what they look like. Most of the fish were between 40 and 90 millimeters, centimeters, I'm sorry. A few fish up to 130 centimeters. Fairly large skate. In the period when there were few fish, the length frequency in the fall survey was very similar to the earlier period. So that decline in the biomass of skates was not related to a change in length frequency, which is often associated with high fishing mortality. In the most recent period, as the stock is rebuilding, again, the length frequencies are similar. There's a mode up here around 120 centimeters. Perhaps that's some larger fish coming from somewhere. There's also perhaps a sign of a little bit of recruitment going on. In terms of status determination, the most recent value is 0.96. It's 10% above last year's value of 0.88. The threshold is 0.81, so the stock is not overfished. And the annual change is greater than the 30% threshold, which defines when overfishing is occurring. To cause the stock to become overfished in 2006, it would take a value of 0.1, a very low value historically. Overfishing, it would take a value, a point of zero would not cause overfishing to occur, or it would just be under the threshold. So status determination has not changed from 2004. Overfishing and an overfish condition would be improbable and impossible, respectively, and we have an increase in biomass trend. Smooth skate, another interesting animal, somewhat distinct. Smooth skates found primarily in the Gulf of Maine, north of George's Bank, and up through Canada, and the earlier part of the period, that's 1969 through 1971. I don't know whether I can color that. That doesn't help. But in the most recent period, there's an absence of fish in the western Gulf of Maine. There's a little bit in closed area one. Still have some fish up along the Hague line off of Canada. But very few fish in the western Gulf of Maine in the spring survey. In the fall survey, you have a very similar distribution as the spring survey along the northern George's Bank. In the most recent period, There's some fish here north of closed area one, but most of the fish are up here off of on the Canadian side of the Hegline. Early in the period, we had a declining trend. If the overfishing definition were in place, we had declines in the three-year moving average in 74, 75, 1981, and 1983. Since 1983, the stock has kind of bumped around without any trend around the minimum biomass threshold of 0.16 grams per tow. That's equivalent to 53 fish. And in this case, if the overfishing definition applied, it would have bounced around from being overfished and not overfished from year to year. The most recent year, the biomass increased by 0.01 or 4%. It's above the threshold currently of 0.16, and it has not declined by more than 30%, which is the threshold for smooth skate. It would take a value of only of 0.14 in 2006 for the stock to reach the overfished condition. Certainly a plausible value. Overfishing, however, would occur if the 2006 value dropped to 0.03, which seems to be unlikely but not impossible. So in this case, the stock is not overfished and overfishing is not occurring. The biomass trend is stable and low. In 2006, it's possible for it to become overfished. Improbable that overfishing would be occurring in 2006. Thorny skate, another one that I didn't have a picture of. I thought I did, but so I borrowed one from Bigelow and Schroeder. Thorny skate is found in the deep water areas in the Gulf of Maine and around the margins of eastern Georgia's bank in the early period. However, we see a very different picture in the most recent 3 years. Not sure if there's a difference in range or distribution, because you still have some here in the western Gulf of Maine closed areas. There's some on eastern Georgia's, and there's a bit of a scatter throughout Georgia's bank. Similar distribution as the spring occurs in the fall. I think these fish over here are the result of the survey occurring there in the fall and not in the spring, rather than a difference in range. In the most recent period, there's an absence of fish in the central part of the Gulf of Maine. There are some here off of Massachusetts and out on the eastern Georgia's, and up into the entrance to the Bay of Fundy. Thorny skate has seen a decline in biomass over time. The threshold is 2.2 grams per tow. A decline, and has been below that since 1987. If the overfishing definition had been in place throughout the time period, there would have been four periods when it had been declared that overfishing was occurring, from 1975, twice in the 80s, and again in 1996 and 1997. Looking at what might be going on here, the length frequency from the earlier period, you had a fairly wide distribution of lengths, ranging from 20 to 105 centimeters. In the most recent period, you see signs that perhaps there's a reduction in the numbers of large fish. Perhaps there might be a recruitment event going on, but in the most recent 3 years. In this case, the three-year moving average of 0.56 is below the threshold of 2.2. The biomass decline, the three-year moving average, declined by 11%, but that's above the threshold of 20% decline, which the plan deems as overfishing is occurring. In this case, looking at the other way, to get it to a rebuilt, or not a rebuilt condition, but over, the stock would no longer be overfished, would take a value of 5.67, something that's not been seen in quite some time. And for overfishing to occur, the value would have to be 0.41, which is certainly a plausible value. You can see in this case that part of this change is where we, in 2005, we dropped the value of 0.44 and we picked up a value of 0.22. Next year, we would drop the 0.74, which was historically somewhat of a recent high value. And the following year, we would drop that 0.71, again, somewhat of a recent historically high value. In this case, the status determination in 2005 did not change. The stock is overfished. Overfishing is not occurring. In both cases of overfished and overfishing, it's probable and plausible that overfishing and the stock will be overfished in 2006. Biomass trend is stable and overfished. Winter skate. Here's another nice picture of a nice big one. Winter skate is distributed inshore in the springtime along New Jersey and Long Island, and then out across Georgia's and up through Cape Cod, somewhat of a more shallow water species. In the most recent period, it has a similar distribution, perhaps a southern, in this case, range extension off of Delaware and Maryland. In the fall distribution, the fish are not found so much in New Jersey and Long Island, but off of Massachusetts and the shallow water northern half of Georgia's Bank. The most recent three-year period shows a very similar distribution as that when the stock biomass was much higher in 1985 through 87. In this case, the threshold is 3.323. The biomass declined from the 1980s through the mid-90s below the threshold, increased through around 2001, and then there seems to be a trend in the most recent couple of years of declining biomass. In terms of length frequency, there does seem to be a difference between years. In the earlier period, 1985 through 87, when biomass was high, there was fairly wide distribution of size, peak around 90 to 100 centimeters. Even as late as 2002, there was a lot of fish around 80 centimeters. In 2005, there are relatively fewer fish of the larger sizes. In this case, the three-year moving average is 3.34, just above 3.23 threshold. However, the biomass is declining faster than the threshold. It's declining at 23%. If we look at 2006, for the stock to become overfished, it would take a value of 3.04 or less, certainly a very plausible value and in line with recent values. Some of this decline, we had a value of 5.6 in 2002, which has since dropped off the table in this three-year moving average. In terms of overfishing, 2006, however, would take a much lower value of 1.38 to produce a 20% decline in the moving average from 2005. Status determination of winter skate did change, as overfishing is now deemed to be occurring, and the biomass trend is declining. In 2006, it's very possible that the stock will become overfished, even with a value that's consistent with recent history. However, the threshold for the decline in biomass, it's improbable that overfishing would be occurring next year unless the survey has a really low value. PDT had some recommendations on this given the change in the status. It felt that some management action may be needed to reduce F on winter skate. It's recommending evaluating the effect of effort and bycatch reduction measures in recent actions and actions that are currently in the pipeline, namely Framework 42. It says that the council should evaluate more direct measures to prevent overfishing of winter skate. Some potential measures in the plan. But very important is that we have an upcoming benchmark assessment that should be considered and potential for any biological reference point changes. As I said, there's a lot of, not a lot, but there's a fair bit of new research on growth rates and things that have bearing on these species, and it's reasonable that the SAW should look into reevaluating the reference points. Finally, Little Skate. Another nice picture. Little Skate is found throughout the Mid-Atlantic, primarily in shallower areas and off of Long Island and in the shallower areas of Georgia's Bank. In the most recent 2 years, I'm comparing recent years in both cases, very similar distribution. In the fall, the skates have a very similar distribution as in the spring, perhaps a little bit more offshore in deeper water during the fall survey. However, you don't quite see that same thing in the most recent period with the decline in biomass. Most of the toes with the higher biomass is found inshore and on Georges. Length frequency hasn't changed much between two time periods, 1999 and 2003, and the most recent 2 years. They have very similar length frequencies. Little Skate, the trend has been somewhat up from 1983 through the late 1990s, but most recently has been declining. And the most recent two values, and I think this is important, are right at the threshold of 3.27 grams per toe. In 2006, our three-year moving average was 4.59. It's above the threshold, 3.27. But there's been a decline of 19%, which is just under the overfishing threshold of 20%. Some of this is happening because suddenly we've gone from values around 6 to 7, and the most two recent values are 3, which means that in 2006, it just takes another value of 3.25 that the three-year moving average will be at the threshold. Given the last 2 years, that's not improbable. It's possible. To prevent the three-year moving average from declining more than 20%, it would take a 2006 value of 4.46, an increase compared with the previous 2 years. So that's important consideration. 2005, the status did not change compared with 2004. Stock is not overfished and overfishing is not occurring. The biomass trend has been decreasing. However, in 2006, it's very possible that the stock will become will be overfished and is very probable that overfishing will be occurring. That's the end of my report. Thank you very much. I'll take questions.
Thanks, Andy. That was overly informative. You've obviously put a lot of work into that. I read Section 3.0 issues raised by the SCAPE PDT. There were really two primary issues. There are other issues as well, but one was to consider the baseline review, and as you pointed out, the SAWS-ARC's coming out soon. So after that, it would be the appropriate time, I think, to reconsider that. And another issue that came up in the issues raised by the PDT and the research needs was this issue of species ID and a specific recommendation that the observer program train their observers perhaps a little better or a little more intensely on species ID, and also to ask them to collect not only the number of skate caught and released, but also the disposition of those skates in the observer report. So other than that, I didn't see a lot that the council could react to today in the document, but I'll open it up to discussion. Paul?
One of the things, as you can see, there's a lot of stocks on the verge of being in real trouble, and one at least being in trouble that wasn't before. So the trend isn't good in skates, and I think anecdotally in looking at this report, with days at sea going down, I understand there has been a directed fishery with days at sea on skate wings that have gone from 20 cents to 70 cents. So it may be time now, instead of relying on other management plans, to, you know, take a hard look at the trip limit that we're allowing, and so we can turn these, you know, these skates around in the other way, as opposed to getting into our other management plans that have the bycatch. I think we've got to go right after that directed fishery because it's grown, and otherwise the bycatch fishery will hurt. So you know, so I think the council is going to wait for the benchmark instead of acting on this. When will we get the benchmark results?
The SARC is scheduled for December. We'll get our February meeting. With regard to taking measures, a very large part of the catch is made up of bycatch and discards, and it's going to be a difficult thing to wrestle with. We're not going to be able to affect a change in the stock with just affecting the directed fishery. It's going to take something more than that. I think the benchmark assessment should consider a reevaluation of the reference points and whether they're truly meaningful, and the council should probably do some real soul searching in terms of how do they relate to MSY, and how does that fit in with the overall management program? I think there's some serious things buried in here.
Okay. David?
Andy, I love you. That was the right thing to say.
But everybody else is mad at me now.
No. That concluding statement was the right statement to make, because skates are, as you said, very interesting creatures. At one time, I think I was the skate committee chairman. Bill Brennan's face still appears before me. He was the chairman for quite a long time, and this has been a very difficult plan, in large part because of the difficulty in species identification, and that's why we started off with kind of a go slow, because the database was poor. What are they landing? Much of it's unclassified. Anyways, my point is, table one, you look at the numbers, you know, 1, 2, 1.5, 6, they're all very low numbers, and the differences between one number and the next can be extremely small. Frankly, so small that I don't think we're in a position to make a definitive statement as to whether or not there's a difference, especially since there were no confidence intervals around all these estimates. I've always had a problem with that, but nevertheless, it's our escape plan. We live with it. The reason why I'm reacting the way I did is that Paul Howard indicated that some of these data indicate that we have some real trouble with some of these species, and I don't see it. That's why I'm very happy to hear that Andy's on the right page, as he always is, that we need to look at these reference points. We need to see if they make any sense, because I submit that right now many of them don't make sense, but we're obliged to live with them. So, again, Mr. Chairman, I agree with you that we're not in a position to take any action, and we'll just await the benchmark assessment and see if indeed we can get ourselves into a position where we can actually, with great confidence, say that we know when we actually have trouble.
Phil.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. It was good. Opened my eyes there a little bit on that one. What I'd like to point out as I've gone through this and looked at it is the decline in the last three-year average across the skates of the ones that live right alongside of George's yellowtails. And I think if you look at the decline table, if you look at the yellowtail table, everything goes, burp. And I'm wondering what else in the survey at that time and place goes, burp. Because that's what I see happening here. And the reason I bring it up is for the last couple of years, there's something going on George's. Fish just don't go to the bottom. You know, you'll tow around, then all of a sudden you get a few days where you catch some fish, then they lift and guys are all over the place looking. Fish won't go down. You don't catch the skates, you don't catch the yellowtail, you don't catch a whole bunch of stuff, then they come down and you get a little bit. When that survey is taking place the last couple of years, I've been there. I mean, I looked out the window, the albatross is right there making the tows, and I'm right here. I'm not catching nothing. I'm damn sure I know what they're catching. So, I'll get you for that. Point is, I mean, I think we need to take a look at just, I mentioned it before, of how, what else is being affected here at one time. You know, if you're looking at yellowtails on George's, and you're looking at skates, and they went down, what else went down? You know, was the winter flounder down? Was the sand, was everything down cohesively across there? Was there one upage or something? Because something is going on there. And I think that's one of the portions of it that we need to find out. Thank you.
Phil. George?
Thank you. As required by the Act, we will be sending the council a letter shortly notifying you of status changes in the skates. And by my scorecard, we have winter flounder overfishing, winter skates overfishing occurring, probably approaching an overfish condition, little skates approaching an overfish condition, probably approaching overfishing as well, thorny overfished and approaching an overfishing condition, and smooth approaching an overfish condition. So just to put you, just to make you aware.
Dave.
Yeah, Andy, I was wondering if you could, you talked about the species identification issue, and to me that's huge, since a lot of times I walk through a place and go, those aren't winter skates, or those aren't, you know, looking at the wings, they can just tell. I think we have huge skate misidentification issues. Most biologists will tell you that a little in the winter, if you have a little winter skate and a little skate, very difficult to tell apart. Some of the bigger ones, same thing. I mean, a lot of people, most fishermen just don't know. And despite all our attempts to educate them, difference. I mean, I always tell them in the Gulf of Maine, if it's got spots, keep it. If it doesn't have spots, wing it. You know, fling it over the side. Yeah. It's got spots, wing it. If it doesn't have spots, fling it. That's the rhyme. I'm just curious. I mean, you mentioned it, and I agree with you. It's a huge issue, but I think it's more than an issue on the vessels. It's an issue for the observers. It's an issue in general, and how are we going to deal with it?
It is an issue for management because it's going to be very difficult to control fishing on one particular species in terms of any kind of output control. It's somewhat difficult with observers. It's a matter of training. You can tell the difference. I've told the difference. I put up a picture of a little skate up there. That was a big little skate, and it really surprised me. I had to key it out. to determine that it was a little skate and not a big winter skate. So how's it going to be figured out? We may have to, management may have to consider things that aren't species specific to manage mortality on skates, for one thing. Training observers, I think it's just a matter of highlighting the issue, and then training them if it's that important. In the existing data, I'm not sure how we're going to resolve that. We do have landings that shouldn't be occurring. Even this, in the most recent year, landings of prohibited species. We have sea sampling observations of skates of certain species that don't make sense, that don't show up there in the survey. So,
going to give a heads up to Frank and Jim that we will again be asking for an update, re-estimate of biological reference points for the skate complex, all seven. So if it takes extra days to do it or whatever, it would not be prudent at this point to ignore that or say you can't do it. I think that we have to do, you know, this during the update is to look at the reference points. The council's relying on that.
I hear you, and after listening to Andy's presentation, I'm just scratching my head over, I see how the biological reference points are defined, and I'm thinking about what would be more appropriate given what we have, and I for other stocks where we don't, where we know at least what the landings are for each species, we have a survey index, we've been able to use a rough exploitation index where you just look at the landings over the survey index. But for the skates, I don't think we have the species-specific landings information to even do that. So we're left basically with survey information that's being used here. And I'm sure when the working group meets to start doing the stock assessment, they're going to realize the same thing, and they're going to start scratching their heads. What can we do with the information that we have? So I will tell them that to think about it, and it'll be in their terms of reference, and they'll be well aware of it. But I'm not sure that we should get our hopes up. It's, there are old sayings about the sow's ear or something like that. So we're aware of it, and we'll ask them for advice and new ideas.
Andy.
One other thing that was in my presentation, nobody quite picked up on it yet, was rosette skate. It's barely captured by the survey, and that's the only piece of real information that we have at this point. Whether the survey is actually indexing the population or not is doubtful in my mind. It may be simply indexing availability to the survey. And it made me wonder, why do we have this in the management unit and estimating the trend in the stock that way?
All interesting questions we'll have to face once we get the SAS ARC, but we should probably start thinking about different ways to address what we've been told today. Because clearly we use other plans to manage mortality on skates. So there's implications for scallop and the groundfish plan, and I think perhaps even the monkfish plan. Any other comments? Okay, thanks, Andy. Hagfish.